thickness of the kona. In other words, how much of what's called roiv? Just the hollowness inside, roiv of the hollowness, roiv of the cholul, or roiv of even of the thickness of the kona itself. So Rav says, like lekulam, you have to not only cut through roiv of the chalal, but even roiv of the thickness of the kona. Rashi says what? Roiv uvia, that yes, some say roiv uvia hadoifin. That's a chumra. Some say otherwise, but we cut through robe of the skin, even though you don't get into the hollow part. That's not right. He is in kain chumra konam and aveshet. About a veshet, you have to have a hole through it. Shelo ruba means hefaker. You have to cut through the halal and the robe of the meat. And v'yamli, some say no, robe halal. It's enough just to go through robe of the halal. Rashi says robe halal means eino treifa sheyifsoik robe hachalal. The uve hatanuch ainu mashlam the roiv. The uve, the thickness of the meat, that does not. So kufa ketamin. Here's what's ket. That this is a mochumra. That is a mokula. It's only a treifas imamish cut through roiv of the hollow part inside it. And the first sheet is you don't need just roiv of the hollow part, but even the thickness of the meat itself, of the con itself, can even start with the roiv. If you cut through roiv of the basar and it went through with the halal, that's enough. Yeah. So more or less like this. Hahu psuka thagageris. There was a psuka thagageris over here. A shayla here that the gageris was cut through halfway. The yosla kaim with the rav. So yosla the kabodik leib roiv uvia. He wanted to check out to see if roiv of the meat around it was cut through. So omru lei rav kana ravasi le rav. The Maratona Rabben, you learned us the Rav Chalolo. That's not enough just to check out the Rav of the outside, but you told us only a trade for the gold Rav of the inside. So you check out that better. So Maestro was Shodra, he sent this Shiloh, a kind of the Rabba Barachona, bought Kab Rav Chalolo. He talked and checked it out to the Rav Chalal to see if most of the inside was also cut through, and that's a Chumra. Well, really, it's a Kula to be Makel, unless that happens of the Yashra. He held it was Kosher. Attack, even though it went through the rove of the outer skin, but it didn't go through rove of the halal. So therefore, Yod is not called a treifa, and he was masheret. And the zovim mineh he brought from that meat, from that animal, betrays isisri, sheep to visri. He bought a lot of meat, $12 worth, instead of $1,200 worth, a lot of meat, 12 kodot coins isisri. That's how much meat he brought from it. So the question is, vechi, how do you do like this? I've a tiny learned. Chochem Shetimei and Chaver Rishol Atar. Once a Chochem Paskin that it's Tomei, it's Treif, you're not going to be Matar anymore. Atumi says Tomei, he says it's Tor, Osor and Chaver Rishol Atar. See, at first he Paskin was a Treifa, because he checked it out with Rav Uvio. So how could the next man, the Yoma, say it's Kosher, because he calls Bosa Rav Chalolo, but was ready at Psak to say it's Treifa. So Mr. Shani Hocho, to Rav Loi Osor Mesa, Rav did not really offer it yet. Rav just went to check it out, and before he gave his psak, they gave it to somebody else, but Rav didn't paskin yet. So therefore, you're able to paskin that it's mutter. The more still though, the chivon there of a chochem, since the chochem had to be matter the shiloh, heichi yochem, how did he eat from it? I will say the pasuk says, for yemer ho Hashem lekin, hinei, one second. Yeah, it's a question, how could he eat from this meat? There's a heter. I will say the pasuk says, for yemer ho Hashem lekin, in a nafshin lo emetumo when the veil of treif lo yechalti menurei v'yadata. Yechesku was saying upon himself he never ate from this meat. For lo bo bepi bos the pigol. So what does this possibly mean to say like this? In a nafshin lo emetumo my nefesh never became tummy means shlo hirati biyoim lov lo dey tumo belayla. He never thought about an isha by daytime he shav tumo zero come out at night time. That's one thing. So mashmuz is a chumra, so toys it's kash, the chumra, nobody's allowed to do this. And toys, even though you know how to do it, but it's very hard to watch yourself from it. He was able to watch himself from it. Then Yechesku said, on the veil of treifa yechalt, I never ate on the veil of treifa. What does that mean to say? Pshit, he never eat it. Shlo yechalti bosa kois kois mirlam. He never ate from an animal that they had to tell the sheikhet, shech fast. In other words, they were afraid maybe the animal will die first. So they told the sheikhet, fast, do a fast job, shech. So such a shchit, even though it's kosher, but as a chum, he didn't eat from it. Maybe they did it too fast, they didn't do a good job. Then the last part of the pasuk says, "Vloy bo bepi, bos the pigul." I never ate from the bos of pigul. What does that mean to say? Shleichatim mebehema shere b'chochem. I never ate from an animal that had a shayla, you had a shel chochem. Even though the chochem paskin it's mutter, but since there was a shayla, you never ate from it. So you see, there's a chumrah for tzaddik not to eat from such a meat. Tzaddik meat brought from this meat. And Mishum Reb Nosnum, and Nosnum said all the pshat in Cheska was, Shleichatim mebehema shleichum matnoseo. He never ate from the meat even before they took off the matnas kuna, the lechayim, the kevo, even though you're allowed to eat from it, just you're supposed to give it, he was machmir never to eat before they took off the matnas kuna. So Chorot Akasha here, how could Rabbi Baba Chana buy from this meat? The Chorot Tzadik shouldn't do this. So Chorot says, Hanin mili milsa de talabis svara. If it's a shaylan svara, had a paskin, then you should be machmir. But Rabbi Baba Chana agmrei samach. He wasn't samach on stam svara. He was samach on aloch. He learned from his Rebbe. He learned aloch from his Rebbe like that. That what's called the treifa by the veshet, by the kono, only roiv chalola. Anything less than that is not called a treifa. So it's not really a shaylo. He was something totally in svara, so he could dingzich. Rashi says the hossam equal a svuki. He could have a doubt. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're wrong. But here was something he learned from his Rebbe clearly that the psuka segageris. He is bereiv chalala, so it's not totally in svara. For the more still though, the tepid le mishum chashoda, either be yechshad. Rashi says lelemu mishum deshorin ale muzagabei. That poor people will say that the reason why he bought it was because since he passed and the meat is mutter, so Mustama the butcher wanted to be maketayv and he made it very cheap for him. So it looks like you're taking tay for your psak din, and that's also. So it should have been also as marathayim. But the more of a table, Mishum Chashod, the time we learned, Dan es adin, if you pass on the shayla, zicho v'chayiv, tima v'tir, also v'hitir, you gave some psak aloko, v'chayin eidim shidu, so kudu m'shoyin likach, that really mikro din, you're allowed to buy it. Avlom l'chachomim, harchot min akir, v'min ademle, stay away from something that's not nice. As people will be cheshed you, that he gave it to you cheap because you paskin for him. So it looks like you're taking schar for your psak. Samar again says, Hani mili midi demazvin mishuma. That's only something you sell by a value. You can make a value how much it's worth. See, so you could say he charged less, more. He changed the price because of you. But hoko metakla, here he bought it by weight. He bought a pound. So muchach, here everybody knows clearly there's a price range, how much a pound of meat is. So if he bought 10 pounds, there's no higher, no less. That's a clear-cut price. See, there's no chshad. Kihod the rabba, like rabba, shorit trefusa. He was matter by trefus and somebody's animal. Vizovim and Abishra, and he bought meat from that animal. Omulei, bas Rav Chizda. So the Rav Chizda's daughter said to him, Abba, shorit bukhra. Vizovim and like my father was matter by chorin, and he didn't buy from it, Bishra. Omulei, and tadak, omulei, honey, mili bukhra, yashum, mizadim. It's only a bechor, that a bechor you're not allowed to sell by weight. You have to sell stam and make one price for the whole thing. So they were afraid he made a cheaper price. But also when he bought this meat, mitaklo, he bought it from weight, his muchach, he tells clearly the price, it wasn't raised, it wasn't lowered, it was a regular straight price. Another one says, my ikro, mishum umtsamai, so what could be, that maybe gives him a good piece of meat. That's all, like instead of giving him the cheaper meat, he gave him a better piece of meat. Samara says, no, on the Rabbi Bechona, that kol yoyimu umtsamai says otherly, every day used to go and buy the best meat there. So therefore, it won't look like any chshan is given a better meat now than usual. Therefore, it's mutter. Omer Rav Chizda, eizei otam achochum, what's called otam achochum? Zeharoi treifa liyatzmo. Somebody could see a treifa for himself. Rashi says, it means, kishener le tzofe treifa zvei mosoi, v'niru boi tam le'isar, v'tam le'heter. V'yeyne chasel of yoyisra, that's called otam achochum. That if he could pass in the chumra for himself, even though he has negiyas there, that's called the Talmud Chacham. The Yom Rav Chizda is Zeyu Soyna Matonis Yechia, who's called someone that hates presents, he'll live. Zeharoya Trifle Yatzim, the same thing, that you have a shal on your own animal, and you pass in the Chumra, that shows that you don't go after money. So therefore you pass in the right way. Dorosh Mazutru Mishmad Rav Chizda, Kol Misha Kora Vishoyna, whoever learns, and Kora learns Chumish, Vishoyna learns Mishnayis, Haroya Trifle Yatzimoy, and he paskins the treifa for himself, and he learns by a good Rebbe, he's Mishamish Tamil Chachomim, Rashi learns here means Goma Latara Tanya Mishnah. He learns how to answer well, learn well the Gemara Mishnah Isna Saisan Zezer, and that's called Gemara. So if he learns Gemara, so such a person is frankly that's from the Shimishan of Chomin, is all the Kasov, and Alhim the Posik says, Yigia Kapecha Kisach Rashlecha B'Toyvach, that he'll see good fruits from his work. Rav Zvidoma Zoicha V'Noicha Shnei Lomis. So be Zoicha with two worlds, Oilom Azev, Oilom Abo, Ashrecha B'Oilom Azev, be worthy in this world, B'Toyvach Oilom Abo, be Zoicha V'Oilom Abo also. Be Zoicha for two worlds. Rashi says, Yigia Kapecha means the Chiv on the Yal Shaloi, Ein Chomid, you're not going to steal from anybody. That's called eating from your own hands. Yeah. Reb Leza ki havi mishadri le mivei nesiyah midi. When they would send him a present from the vei nesiyah, leshokli wouldn't take the present. Shehavi mizamnu le, when they invited him to eat there, leyosli wouldn't go there. Omar lekaboi mar diichai, don't you want to live? He said, Omri said, Lekaboyi ma'am idichi, don't you want me to live? He said, the Pasuk says, Besainis matanas yichya, who's a person that can live? Someone that doesn't take presents. If you live on your own, that's you better off. So he didn't want to take any presents. Rav Zeira ki mishadrile, when you send him a present, Leshok, we didn't take it. Ki avi mizaz mileg, when they invited him over to eat, then Ozli went. Omri said like this, Is Yakure Yehuda misyakre be? Like they're having more cover than me. The fact that I'm going to them, it's not the pshat they're giving me a free meal. But Abraham, it's still like I'm giving them hanor. So it's not called on taking for them, I'm only giving to them. Therefore, that he did. But to take a present, that he wouldn't want to. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over with Graf Memhe on the other side.